Hello, this is 5 minutes of Prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 783, and we're talking about the death of Christ. So let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the golden. That's 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you were saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." This way, I always must say, "You've not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead, that continues. So I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, out of Christ died for our sins." So we've been talking about how Abraham received the name Abraham. Abraham means assumed father, but Abraham, God changed it to Abraham. When he changed it? When Sarah had given birth. A month after, when Sarah was pregnant? No, when they were in the situation of childlessness. So this is where you have to understand what faith is and how faith operates, or else you become very frustrated and said, "But I've prayed, I've done it fast, I've done everything, and I've not seen results." You are now, by your own words, destroying what you've done. If Abraham had done, "Oh, but I'm not seeing the results, about 99 years old, what should I do again?" Then you will stagger and you go into unbelief, and then you take foolish decisions. You take decisions that don't end you anywhere. So by God's grace, you're hearing this, and God intentionally sent this your way to help you. Oh, hallelujah. So Proverbs 4:20 says, "My son, pay attention to my word." And that's what we're doing. You're giving priority to God's word. You are giving priority to God's word by saying the words of a doctor, the words of your banker, the words of your lawyer, the words of your accountant is not more important, or does not exceed the word of God. You have brought all of them low so that the word of God will be exalted. Oh, hallelujah. So here was Jesus with his disciples. He cursed the fig tree and said, "Master, Master, fig tree that you cursed is dead." Jesus said to them something profound in Mark 11:23. "That whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that whatsoever things he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." So we're looking at what saying, what it does. It does in your walk of faith, very important. We've looked at how Mary went to Elizabeth and said in Luke 1:49 that he that is mighty has done great things. We looked at how Thomas, the doubting Thomas, how he had said that unless I see the imprint on Jesus's hands, and then I put my hands through the imprint of the nail, put my hand by his side where the sword brought out his water and blood from his side, made a big gap in his side. Unless I put my hand there, I will not believe. When Jesus came, he was saying, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said, "Oh, shut up." He said, "Now that you've seen, that's why you believe. Blessed are they who have not seen and yet believe." So we are looking at that kind of faith, which is called the God kind of faith. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, you listen. By the time I finish, even these ones, just a few episodes into 800, you will see that faith is not like what you thought it was. Faith is not like that. Faith is a very, very simple thing. We're coming to that. Very, very simple. Please, tag along, believe, and let's go ahead with this. So I said to you that Abraham, who is the father of many nations, the father of faith, his name was Abram, A-B-R-A-M. And what is the meaning of that? Assumed father. God changed it, came to him whilst he was in the state of childlessness. Now he said, "Abraham, I've changed your name to Abraham. Now you say it. Say it." What's they calling Abraham? Anytime Abraham responded, "Oh, hello, yes, who's calling me?" And Sarah said, "Father Abraham." Everybody was saying, "These were nuts. What are they trying to do? You don't have a baby. Be realistic. Are you talking like that? When you don't have a baby, why should you say you have a baby? Are you lying? I want to be realistic. What is this thing about? You know, that's what they do and then they die. That's why when they are sick, they'll say they are not sick and then they'll all those things. Please stop saying them. Stop saying them. Everybody in this world will need a miracle. So it's better you get it now. You don't wait for the day of crisis. I'm not saying there'll be any day of crisis in your life, but I'm saying that everybody gets a hard portion in life. That is how life is. But when you know what his word says and how to use this weapon of faith, you realize that life becomes so simple for you. So he said, Father of many nations. That's a call him Father of many nations. So Romans 4:17, very critical scripture in faith. And it says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. He said, I have made. So when God is telling you, I've given you a child, I've given you twins. He said, but where are the twins? They are there. They've been given to you. I have made you. I've healed you. Lung cancer won't kill you. I have healed you. I've already healed you. This is it. When you come into this God side, where you are in the scriptures and you are using the scriptures, you put it on your mortal lips and you say it for yourself. Oh my goodness. So whilst Abraham was childless, 99 years, God comes and says, listen, I've changed your name to Abraham, meaning father of many nations. So as it is written, I've made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. That is Romans 4:17. So whilst it was the state of childlessness, that's when God came and said, call yourself Abraham. Not when the wife's belly was protruding. Then people will say, oh, right now, man and woman of faith, they are now very, very happy because they are going to have a baby. The evidence is there. No, in Christianity, the evidence is not in the physical. The evidence is the scripture. The Bible becomes your evidence. Oh, hallelujah. So, father of many nations when he was childless. That's how you call yourself. Call yourself by that name. You are the healed. Call yourself by that name. I'm the promoted. Call yourself by that name. I'm the married. Call yourself by that name. I'm the shining star. Call yourself by that. I am the living. I will not die. Call yourself by that name. Call yourself. Let those lips call it. Call it. When you say, you say, you say. Remember what Mark 11:22 said. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Oh, hallelujah. You're so blessed. Blessed, blessed, please. Come on, share the link with somebody and come back for more.